Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mara and Imi Mara, Sisha Yichyu, as Moshe and Peshtin Raiso and Moshe Mordechai, Chayu Chavit Feg, Bas Michal Yudiz Basla. And we are going to be continuing our series of Shiulim in the Maharal. We are in the Hakdama Rishoina of the Sefer Gvurois Hashem. Says Morenu Rabbeinu, Dibra Maschilu Beperek Beis, or Beperek Beis de Chagige, Ein Dorshim Barayos Lishloisha, Velo Bemaise Breshis Lishnaim, Velo Bemelkova Biyochid. Zot Omeret. You're now at a darshan, Arayos, the parish of Arayos, to three people besides the Doresh. Don't dash into three. Two yes, three no. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis l'shnayim. And maisa b'reishis not to two people. And certainly, Rashi says, not to three people. So arayas don't dash into three people. Maisa b'reishis don't dash into two people and certainly not three people. Below the Merkava, if you want to be Darish in the Maisa Merkava, so that's not going to allow to be done to a Yachid even. Do it on your own, learn it on your own, but not to a Yachid. Perish Elu Shlosha Advorim. The explanation is as follows. First, we have to know the Rashba. The Rashba says in a famous tshuva that we make a bracha. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem. Lashem Nechach, that he's there, he's in front of us. And then we say, Asher Kiddushana b'mitzvaysav, Lashem Nistar, that he's not in front of us. Because we have to know, there are two aspects. There's one aspect of Hashem that we understand, that's in front of us, that we're talking to, that we relate to. And there's an aspect that's completely hidden from us. We start with Lashem Nechach, and we end up with Lashem Nistar. Dimu Oscha, people are medame Hashem, v'lo kefi yeshcha, not like you really are. People have all of these theological inventions of their own making that have no basis in fact in reality. The way we understand Hashem is lefi is ma'isim. That's what we like to Hashem's ma'isim. But Hashem himself, we don't know, we don't understand. So mitzad that smusoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nifster, mitzad pu'loisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nigle. So he's so gadol. So perish elu shlosh advorim. Harishon shehashem yizborach mitziusoi muvdol mikol hanimtzoim. Ve'elo yishtatfus imohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate from all creatures and he is not, has no commonality with them. L'shoinoi b'chelek aleph b'chidush ha'agodus l'chulin b'daf nun tesom u'beiz. Ki ein la Hashem yizborach, kamuvan, that we're learning with the Achon Yerushalayim edition. Ki ein la Hashem yizborach ishtatvus l'shum bria. Ki yizborach bilti geshem ad she'ein lo ra, ad she'ein ri'i yashayich etzloi. Shekosuk lo irani adam v'chai. God isn't gashmi. Therefore you can't see him. That means Hashem is nivdol mikol hanimtzoim. Hashem is separate from everybody. That's what it means. Hashem Yisbarach ve'ein lo shtat v'simam v'sheni shu Yisbarach himtzi shar nimtzayim. Number two, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamtzi the other nimtzayim. So when it comes to the Maisa Merkava, the Maisa Merkava shows that Hashem is nivdol mikol nimtzayim. That's God's chariot, the divine chariot, that's completely beyond us. And number two, Hashem is mamsi, that's maise bereshis. Hashem was mamsi the metzius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that's what Rabbeinu writes later on. Omna maise bereshis, Rotsa loymar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himtzi ha-metzius. V'nimtza Hashem Yisbaruch lezulasoi, sharei himtzi oisim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, He is related to us. Shachachma magiel zulasri. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamzi as Hanimsayim, because he created what exists, therefore it's Mischayiv, Darf Zayin, there must be a Kesher between the Tachtoinim and the Elyoinim. And so writes Rabbeinu in the Derech Chaim in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that Hashem is Borach U'mechuyav HaMetzius, V'Hanimsayim Sheninsu Me'itoi, Hashem is mechuyav hametzius, and the nimsayim are from Hashem, and a person has a yachas to his boyrei because Hashem created him. Since God created man, so God man relates to God. Rabbeinu writes in the Be'er HaGoyla, Be'er HaRevi, Hashem is Baruch Hu Mechuyav HaMetzius V'Hanimsayim. Ha'olam Hazeshu Olul Min Ha'ila Hu Hashem is Baruch Yesh La'olul Chibur V'Kiru V'La'ila. What is it? Olul? Olul is where it came from. The Ila is what came out of it. The Ila is where it came out from. And the Olul is what came out. So there's a connection between the Olul and the Ila. The Ila, the source, and the Olul, what came out from the source. The Olam has Kirav El Ha'ila. Works both ways. We have Kirav to what's above. He has Kirav to what's below. So on one hand, Ein Lo Ishtat V'Simayim. That's Ma'aseh Merkava. Number two, He created us. That's Ma'aseh Bereishis. Number three, Shehem Mesudarim Me'itoi B'Seder Shelahem. We are Mesudar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we were Yotzei El HaPoyal, Acharei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Otzi Otanu El HaPoyal, Me'ata Yesh Lem Seder Shal Piv Em Noagim. Now we have a Seder, and based on this Seder, we're Noyeg. ובסומך יבר שסויד הרייס הוא סדר המציאוס וחיבור עם זה עם זה. ששם יתברך סדר בחוכמה. שזה אסור עם זויס. וזויס אסור עם זה. כפי הסדר שסדר השם יתברך הנמצויס בחוכמה. So again, we already covered three things he's saying over here. Number one, God has nothing to do with us. He's beyond us. That's Ma'aseh Merkava. In Alad Adarshan, even to a Yachid, because this is something that's not relating to everybody else. So in other words, the Drosha is like the Metzius. The Metzius is that Hashem doesn't have a Shtatvus with us. So too the Drosha is like that. Don't Darshan it to anybody else. Just you alone. Then we have the fact that Hashem created the Nimtzayim. So He does relate to us. And then the third thing is how Hashem was Mesader what He created. And that's Arayis, because the Seder is who goes with who? Who matches up with who? That's Sod Arayis. Who matches up with who? Ki ma shemtzi otam hu shehu otzei otam lepoal davar b'fnei atzmo. V'zeh shesider otam gufi ma shem alav inyan b'fnei atzmo. So there's the hamtzah and then there's the seder. So when you organize a house, first you make the Seder, and then you're Motzi L'Poyal. So Hashem created the world. First He looks in the blueprint, the Torah, and then He creates. Then it's Otzi L'Poyal, but first there's the Seder. So that third thing relates to the Arayis. Arayis is the Seder Olam. Hasheni is Akadosh Baruch Hu's mamsi. That's the bria. And number one is the that's Maisa Bereishis. Number one is the Maisa Merkava. So we have all three. And what's when Hashem is Mesader? How's he Mesader? He's Mesader one with the other. And therefore, when you Doresh Arayis, you're not allowed to dash him with three, only two. Why not three? Because the Seder is two. So it's like the person who's dashing, he's like the Motzi Lepoal. And then there are two listening. And that's what Arayis is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Makes the Seder, you're supposed to be with her, you're not supposed to be with her. So that's two. And Hashem is the Motzi Lepoal. So two, the Darshan is like Hashem. And then he's Darshaning it to two. So again, just like the Limud is like the Metzius. So like we saw with Maisa Merkava, the creation of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, has no shtatfus with the world. And that's also Maisa Merkava. Don't Darshan it to anybody else. Hopefully Maisa Bereishis also will see that why Maisa Bereishis is not Lishnayim. V'zema she'omam Kel Elokim Hashem Diber Vayikra Aretz. It's a pasuk in the book of Psalms. And it says there, it uses three names, Kel, Elokim, Hashem, Diber, he spoke, Vayikarats, and he called to the land. What are these three names? Hareshin is Kirush Losha Shemot, about Bria Se'olam, Kel, Elokim, and Havaya. And now he's going to parallel these three Shemus. Keneged, Sod Ha'arayis, Maise Bereishis, and Merkava. In the Derech Chaim, he brings this pasuk and he explains it. First, he explains the Sefer of Yikra Aretz. Ki Mash Amar Kel Elokim Hashem Diber Vayikra Aretz, Ritzeloy Mar, Shekora La Aretz, he called the earth, Shte Omedes Lufana, that it should stand before him to receive, Yadi Yisda Aretz, Vimini Tepra Shamayim, Kore Ani Alehem, Yamdu Yachad. That my hand founded the earth and my right the heaven, I call on them and they stand together. So why is Shem Havaya last? So that he explains over there in the Sefer Derech Chaim. But the Vayikra Aretz is that he calls the earth that it should stand before him. The Radak in Yeshaya, Ani Asisim B'tchilas Briyasim, V'chol Yimei Oilem Heim Oimdim Yachtav B'koichi. I created them at the beginning, and they're all standing with my koch, and I mean the heaven and the earth. Koyre ani aleim, shani mashpi aleim kochi b'chol eis. I'm giving them my koch at all times, and that's what gives them the power to stand. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Vayikra Elokim l'or yom l'choshech kara laila. Kadosh Baruch Hu called the light. Rashi, hi, vayikra lav kriya shem. Vayikra is not a kriya shem. Karol abriya meira, shebara mehod, he called the creation that shines, that he created, mehod mata levusho, from his splendorous covering, upakde, amitzvasa diyamama, on the midst of the day. In other words, he told the light to shine by day, And he called the night and he told to shine by night. So it's the same idea. Kara kemelech shekara la'avdo sheva lefanav. So that's the kriya. The kriya is that it stands before him. And that's what it means in the pasuk over here when it says that Kel Elokim Hashem diber vayikra aretz. So the vayikra aretz is he called the earth to stand before him. Ki Hashem ha-miyuchad. What's the Shem ha-miyuchad? The Shem ha-miyuchad, the Shem Havaya. It's called the Shem ha-miyuchad. And that's the shame that shows that he's not connected to the Nevraim. That's why it's called the Shema Miyuchad, the special name. That's the name that symbolizes his separation from the Bruim. And this Shema Miyuchad, who Shem Etzem, that's the noun. Rashi, Bereshis, Beis Hei, Hashem, Hushmo. That's God's name. That's his proper name. Elokim, Shushalit v'shofet al kol ha'olam. V'chein perisho zeh b'chol makom, v'fi pshuto yish Hashem shu Elokim. Hashem, which is his name, he's shalit v'shofet al ha'olam. Later on, in the Sefer HaGvuros, in the 25th chapter, כי השם הזה הוא שם המיוחד נקרא שם העצם. וידוע לחכמים כי כל עצם נסמך בעצמוי. אין אותו לו בזולסוי. Every שם עצם relies on itself, isn't totally in anything else. Other שמות are נסמך. Other שמות relate to other things. But not this one. In the Or Chadash, Rabbeinu writes, "Ki Hashem Amiyuchad Umora Al Amitaso Yizbarach." Shows Hashem's Amitus, the Gur Aryeh, Perek Aleph, Ois Tez Zayin, Shem Ben Dalet Oisios Hushem Ha'etzem Amor Al Amitaso. Rashi, Vayom Re'elav Ani Hashem Ne'eman L'shalim Schar Tov L'mishachim L'fanai, V'loi L'chinam Shalachticha Kim L'kayim Dvari, Shedibarati Lovas HaKadoshim. ובלושן הזה מצינו, שהוא נדרש בכמה מקום מסעני השם נאמן ליפורה, שהוא אומר אצל אוינש, כשהוא אומר אצל קיום, מצווס כגון, ושמרת מצווי זה ועשיס מוי סמני השם, נאמן ליטן שכר. What does אני השם mean? I'm נאמן לשלם שכר, I'm faithful to pay שכר. And I'm faithful to give onesh. The Gur Aryeh, Yois Tess, ויש בזה עוד דבר נפלא לחכמים. כי השם מוירה על עמיתס עצמו יסברך שמוי. That's Hashem's אמס. And that's why נאמן לשלם, I'm faithful to give שכר. Because that's my אמס, that's my התאמתות, that's my truth. And if that's my אמס, then of course I'm faithful to give שכר. If my name is my truth, then I can be trusted. With this name shows I can be trusted. Continues Rabbeinu, Ki Hashem HaMiyuchad Hushem Etzem, Moire Shehu Nivdol Mikol HaNimtzayim. This shows that he's separate from all the Nimtzayim, from everything that exists. Ki Hashem HaMiyuchad writes Rabbeinu in the Sefer HaNetzach in the 42nd chapter. Ki Hashem HaMiyuchad hu nivdol mikol hanimtzayim b'olam hazeh, shem gashmim. Vav ki hu nichtov b'shem havoya lo nikra kach. So the Shem HaMiyuchad shows that Hashem is separate from everything in this world, that it's gash, that everything in this world is gashmi, physical. And even though he's written b'shem havoya, it's not written that way. It's not read that way. It's written that way. Because the ksivas amitas atzmai, kriyas ela adam, you call to a person. So therefore it's called, it's read differently, it's read adnas. That's external. But the ksivas, it's etzem, it's essence. And therefore that's the shem havaya, which is again separate from the world. Ubo mekuyamim kol hanimtzayim. So with this shame, it shows that he's separate from the Nimitzayim, ובו מקוימים כל הנמצאים. All the nimtzayim are mekuyam. They're established. They're fortified. Writes Rabbeinu, b'samuch, ki b'zeshu nivdal mehem umani goysam. In that he's separate from them, he leads them. Kamo aroychev amanig asher roychev olav. It's like when someone rides on the horse, on the animal, so he's separate from it, he's above it, and he leads it. The neshama is nivdalas min aguf, and with it being nivdalas min aguf, it's manig the guf, it leads the guf. And the fact that someone who's nivdol is a manig, Chachamim say, Misham roya even Yisrael. Misham zocha v'nase roya. Shemachmas, sheyosef, omad, b'nisoyen shel eshes poitifar. He was zocha to be a roya Yisrael. Writes Rabbeinu in the Chiddush HaAgadas to Saita. Ki ata yosef nivdol men aguf. He was separate from the body because he was kovish as yetzer of znus. And therefore he was zeichet to be a roya and a manik. Because if you're separate, if you can rule over your gashmias, then you can rule over others. Since he was nivdal, he was melech. He was able to rule over his body, he was able to rule over others. And the Nivdol gives Chiyus. The one who is separate rules and gives life. That's why we say, Poiseach es yadecho, masbia na tiftach. Tiftach is noichach. Poiseach is nistar. We don't see him, but he opens. In other words, since he's Nivdol, it's not tiftach, you can relate to him, but it's hidden. And therefore he's mechayev. So what's nivdal, what's separate, it gives life. Ubo mekuyim kol hanimtzayim. So this shema nivdal gives a kiyum, gives a chiyus to all of thee that exists. That's the shema havoya. V'shem elokim poyal hanimtzayim kulam. And the shema elokim is Poel, the Nimtzayim. So the man who motziya ta Nimtzayim, ela Poel. He brings them into creation. So again, כי השם יוכל לשם עצם ראש הוא נבדל מכל הנמצאים, ובו מקוים עם כל הנמצאים, ושם אלוקים פועל הנמצאים כולם, שהרי בכל מייסי בריש יש נאמר בור אלוקים. So what was מוציא לפועל the בריאה? שם אלוקים. What gives the בריאה its chiyus is the שם הוויה. Was מוציא לפועל the בריאה is שם אלוקים. So we have the Shem Havaya, which relates to the Maisa Merkava, which is that Hashem is separate. Through that separateness, He also gives us life. We have the Shem Elokim, which is Hotzah L'Poel, that relates to what we said before about Maisa Bereishis. Inhalat Adarshan, Maisa Bereishis. L'Shnayim. So we have the Shem Havaya, that's Merkava, Shem Elokim, that's my Sibaratius. Sharei, so in the my Sibaratius we say Bar Elokim. That's the Tzal Apol, the Tzal Apol of Shem Elokim. A Dayan is called Elohim. V'shem Azeh, writes Rabbeinu in the Derech Chaim, Baal Misha Poel Be'echot. V'kach Bo Hashem Elohim B'maisa Bereshis Kasher Poel O'Elam. Someone who's Poel, somebody who acts towards somebody, is called Elohim or Elohim. And that's Hashem and Maisa Bereshis. Malachim are called Elohim. Malachim Ayanam Apol and Vram Shem Bolam Nikram Elohim Shekol Elohim Upoel Boelam Hazel. A Poel is an Elohim. L'chir l'chol Maisa Bereshis and Elohim Sheba Hashem Hazel Al Yishu Yisbarach Poel HaKol. Hashem is Poel. Hashem creates and activates everything. He's called Elohim. Elsewhere he writes many places that Elohim is Midas Adin. Uvishem Kel. So those are the two names we have in the Pasuk that we quoted before from Tehillim. Elohim, Havaya, and Kel. That's the third name in that Pasuk. Uvishem Kel, Seder Anemtsayim Kulam. And that relates to the Seder, we said relates to Arayas. So this Pasuk has three names that relate to the three things that we're darshaning. That tell us how to darshan. Merkava is the shame Havaya, because that's completely separate. Elohim is Maisa Bereshis, because that relates to the world, to the Otzel Lepol of the world. And then the shame Kel is the Seder, that's the Arayas, that's how Hashem is Mesader. Him for her and her for him. And him not for her and her not for him. Uvishem Kel Seder Anemtsayim Kulam Ki Briatam Badin V'Seder Kol Inyaneihem BeChesed Sheze Hashem UChesed. Because the Bria is Bedin, but the Seder is BeChesed, and that name of Kel is a name of Chesed. So this Seder and Nimtzayim Kulam is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing how Hashem acts with the Nimtzayim after they were already created. L'shane b'chadushi agodus of Metzia Peiches l'fi shekotsuv amarti oylam chesed yibone ki kiyum oylam al yidei chesed v'zeh mipnei ki atachtoinim ein ba'alei geshem u'ba'alei choymer ve'ein amida l'choymer b'mishpot l'fi shehamishpot hu sichli ואין עמידו לגשמי שאינו עם משפט רק מצד החסד. I said that I'm I created the world with chesed. Because the kiyum olam is with chesed. Because the tachtoinim are ba'alei geshem. We're filled with gashmi, the lower worlds, where we are now. And there is no amida l'choymer b'mishpat. Choymer can't withstand the judgment. Because mishpat is sichli. And there's no amida for gashmi. For the physical, in the world of the seichel, of the spiritual. So in the Bria, it says Elohim. That's in Yenetzia Lapoa. It was Mikoach HaDin. But the kiyum of the Amida is Mikoach HaChesed. Roa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shein Oilam Miskayim Shitev Midas HaRachamim. The Oilam is never of Midas HaDin, but you also need Midas HaRachamim. You need Midas HaChesed. Not Mitzad HaDin. Kel is chesed. Like we see, Mechilta, Kel is Amidas HaChesed. Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. You don't say Lama Azavtani to Midas HaDin, you say to Midas HaChesed. That's Kel. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Beis Oitzer, Chelek Aleph, page 129, Note the B'chach HaMesemes, Ki Hashem Kel, Hashem Midas HaChesed. Kel is a lashon of strength. Umay mashma de akel lishna de kashahu Yavamis 21a. Ves eile aretz lokach. Rashi yesh le el yadi by lavan. Yesh bekoyach biyadi lastachem ra. V'chol el shu kodesh al shem izuz v'roiv oinemu. Whenever it says kel, which is kodesh, that's because of Hashem's strength. Mi kamoicha be'ele mechazokim. That's strength. El is a mid of chozek. And this chozek We see in the pasuk, Eyal Asila Ezrasi Chusha. Eyal Milshon Kel comes to my help. And in a gloss to Tosim Rosh Hashanah, it says, Kel Umidas Choizek, Ki Biyad Chazak Umechin Mazel Nuchol Abriyas. Hakfir Mishogim Lotef Lagash Me'el Ochlam. So with strength, he prepares us our Mazel. So this kale is the strong chesed that Hashem does for us. Also, gedula is midas chazdo, like we see in Chazal. Gadol gibor nora, gadol is Avraham Avinu, midas chesed. It says in the Chazal, gadol is samach al shulchan aviv is a cotton. You have an adult, but he's supported by his parents. He's a cotton, and a cotton is a gadol if he's not supported by his parents. So the Agdar of a Gadol is that there's no Kabbalah. Kol minei ubei. And that's Midas HaChesed. I'm Me'afiyen shel Midas HaChesed is that it's Mufka from the Matzav of the Makabel. It's the Shefa of the Nisim. Rachamim, my Rabbeinu says in the Nesiv Avoida, is Mitzad the Makabel. And Chesed, with how much of the Makabel needs and Chesed isn't. Gadlecha is Midas Tufcha. That's the Godless. It just gives and gives and gives. Chesed is the etzem midah of the bria. So why kale shows that Rabbeinu writes in Derech Chaim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chav Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the haschol of a kadmon le'elyoinim v'tachtoinim. Because that God is beginning of the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Because Aleph is the beginning of the letters, and Lamed is the beginning of the second half of the letters. So it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beginning of the Elyonim, of the top, and of the Tachtonim, of the second half, the second layer. And that also relates to Chesed. Again, Kel is Chesed, because the Chesed is the first of all the Midas. Midas HaChesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'atzma, Rabbeinu writes in the Chiddush HaGadlus B'Sotah. Midas HaDin is Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam. And as the Rosh Yeshiva writes in Parchat Yitzchak, Maimer Aleph, Ois Dalid, that the other Midas Hashem runs the world with the other Midas. But the Etzem Briya Sa'olam is with Midas HaChesed. So Chesed is godless. Because it's not reliant on anything else. Because a Gadol is not reliant, that's the definition of a Gadol, he's not reliant on others. The Smid of Chesed is not reliant on others, because it's not Mesiachis to the Makabel, it just gives and gives and gives regardless. Rachamim is Mesiachis to what the person needs. But Chesed isn't, and that's a Mid of Godless, that's Gadlecha. That's a Gadol, not reliant on others. So to the Mid of Chesed is not reliant on others. So Kel is a Mid of Chesed, of strength, of godless. It shows the power of Hashem's chesed, the power in the Briyas HaOlam. V'shem kel sidar ha'nemtzoyim kulam. Again, Hashem Rabbeinu over here. Shem kel is misadar ha'nemtzoyim ki briyas ha'din. The briyas bedin, but the seder in your name is b'chesed. Hashem was mishatef b'chesed to the din. Shezeh Hashem hu chesed. This powerful name is the name of chesed. V'zeh she'omar. And again, kale relates to the creation of the world. That's kadmon for the whole world. Hashem created the world with kale, with midas ha'chesed, which is kadmon l'chol ha'nevroim, because that was the midah Hashem used. Hashem olam chesed yibane. That was the midah Hashem used to create the world.
Who
That's the merit. Don't darshan a merkava to a yachid. Speak it out to yourself, not to others. Because the etzem merkava is that Hashem is alone. Therefore, when you darshan it, make sure you're darshaning it alone. The fact that Hashem is Nivdal, that's the Merkava, and with that he's Manik, he leads us. Like the Roichev who leads what he's riding on. Just like the Neshama, she Nivdalas miguf Adam. Neshama is separate from a person's goof, and it guides the person. To Hashem is separate from the world, and thereby he guides the world. So Hashem is no ishtatvus with others. And Mimele, when you darshan it, don't darshan it with others. So, Baruch Hashem, we have learned a lot of very deep things. We still have a lot more to talk about. We still haven't finished even this Mahalach, so please stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be zeichet to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.